cases. What about dollar cases? Okay, the dollar cases is like this. The dollar cases is the last part of Agada, the fourth part I told you. Is really not part of Sipur Yisrael. Sipur is Machayev and Shevach. Sipur is Machayev and Shevach. But the Shevach itself doesn't have to be a part of the Mitzvah Sipur. But once you have Sipur, Lefikach Anachnu Chayovim Lohidus. What does it mean? It means that Sipur is a Machayev in Shevach. So the last two cases are B'teres Shevach. B'teres Shevach Vaidah. That's why they can be done after Chatzos. Because it's not a Kiyam in Sipur, it's a Kiyam in Shevach Vaidah. The Machayev was Sipur. But the last two cases per se are Kiyam in Shevach Vaidah. Yeah. What? What's this? What's this? What? So this, now this is the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? There's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. There's two Haggadahs. There's Rav's Haggadah, there's Shmuel's Haggadah. Rav's Haggadah was Avraham Avinu. Shmuel's Haggadah is Mitzchila Eidei Varezoraya Avesena. So in order to be Yetzer, we really paskin like Shmuel. That we say the Haggadah of Avraham Avinu. But in order to be Yetzer Rav's Haggadah, we say in the end, Mitzchila Eidei Varezoraya Avesena. You see? What's the Machlegas thing, Rav and Shmuel? What's the Machlegas thing, Rav and Shmuel? Whether the Sipur should be Avraham Avinu, whether the Sipur should be Mitzchila Eidei Varezoraya Avesena. What's the Machlokes really? What? No, that everybody has a lot. See, according to Shmuel, according to Rav rather, we would have had Mitzchila before. We would start off with Mitzchila, then we would have gone a Filuklon, a Chalakon, and the Vinim, and the whole business. But since we don't pass them like that, we pass my Shmuel, we just threw in Rav afterwards, and they came the Varamino according to Rav also. Because Shmuel didn't have Mitzchila in his Haggadah. Shmuel's Haggadah, Mitzchila was missing. Wasn't there, no necessity for it. You see? But since Rav had it, so we put in Mitzchila. But what's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? What's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Is Sipur Avraham Avinu or Sipur Mitzchila? What's the Machlokes? What are the two ways? How do you define it?
Well, the question is, what?
Is the Sipur Tisraim Avraham Avinu or Sipur Tisraim Mitzchila, as I ever said? What's the Machlokes? So the Machlokes is, simply, according to, if you say Avraham Avinu, so Sipur is limited to what? To the events of Cheres. The events that caused Cheres. That's Sipur. That's Avraham Avinu. Right? Nothing else! The Sipur Yetzir Yisrael is limited to those events which were involved in freeing Klal Yisrael and bringing about Cheres. That's Avraham Avinu. Mitzchila Yidei Varezoya Vesenu. Devar Noah Yoshua Sechem Me'ela. What's that? Terach? How do you get the Terach? Terach has no shaykhs to going out of Mitzrayim. Right? So really, Shmuel's Haggadah is more mistavak. Shmuel's Haggadah is secrets of Mitzrayim, is those events that are responsible for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. So why does Rav start from the Kilei Devar Azari Rav Zayim? All the events. He starts from Bereshit Bara Elokim Shemayim
V'Aretz. No. That wasn't personally affected.
What do you have to show according to Rav? You have to show more than just the events. What do you have to show? You see, really, what is the key of Sipur Yisrael? What's the whole union of Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Nissim and everything? What is the whole idea of the Nissim? What is the show? That's right. The show Ashgacha Prakis. To show the Ashgacha. Show the Ashgacha. That's what it is. Sipur and Nissim, a Nissim and a Flois is to show the Ashgacha. That was the whole thing. Moshe Rabbeinu came to a parah tomorrow. It'll be like this. His parah a lie. I'll stop it now. I'll stop it then. Everything was done precisely to show the Ashgacha. Demonstrate the Ashgacha. So according to Rav, it's not just enough to demonstrate the Ashgacha through these incidents that occurred, but you have to demonstrate the whole objective of the Ashgacha, the whole design of the Ashgacha. What's the objective of the Ashgacha? What's the objective of the Ashgacha? It wasn't just trying to get on the time. What was the objective of the Ashgacha?
To give
Matan Torah. When did that objective begin? When did the objective begin?
Avram.
That's why Avram. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram, Yeh Yezarecha Beretz Lelo? What did he tell Avram for? What did he tell Avram for? Because Avram was the one that began Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, because he began Klal Yisrael, an entire Ummah will receive the Torah. Will receive the Torah on Har Sinai. So all the events from the time of Avram, the whole Ashgacha was in order that you should have Matan Torah. So it's not enough just to talk about the Maisim of Cheres. But you must show the design of the Ashgacha. If it's the design of the Ashgacha, so you have to start from where? From where it began. From Bris Ben Absarim. From Bris Ben Absarim.
Well,
From the bris made up sarm. Why? According, just the actions that are responsible. This is Mitzrayim. That's all. Yitzias Mitzrayim alone is enough. According to Shmuel, it's just Yitzias Mitzrayim. According to Rav, it's the design of the Ashgacha. Not just enough to see Mitzrayim. Yeah, Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of it, but you have to show the whole objective of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole design of the Ashgacha from the beginning. Where's the beginning? The beginning is Avram Avinu by Bris Ben Absarim. But you start off with Metchilo Ev Devoy Dezor HaVesenu. Why do you start off with Metchilo? You really should start off with the next part. Shenem Avayim Meshul Am Koyom Ar Hashem. Then Vaykas Avichem Yevelos Avichol Askenah Rabbe Zaroi and the Bris Ben Absarim. The Bris Ben Absarim. Gei Yezach HaBeres Lelohem. Why do you start with Metchilo Ev Devoy Dezor HaVesenu? Because the Gemara says that Maschul Begnus Am Asayim B'Shevach. Now you can't just talk about the incidents themselves, but you have to start off with gnus, that you're worthless. Why do you have to start off with gnus? So the Rav mentioned one time, because the shevach lamakim is only equivalent to how much you are not worth a shevach. You aren't worth a nisim. See, the more worthy you are of the nis, so the less shevach there is. Yeah, I deserve it. So you start off maskul begnus. Maskul begnus is a kiyum in the sipur, because the sipur is a kiyum in shevach. See? So the sipur is only complete when you demonstrate also what how worthless you are. So that's why he starts off with the Tchilei Dei Verzaris and we start off with Aramayim. But that's the basic machlekes is...
Is there a qualitative difference with Otam? Or else why don't we just do it...
What do you mean qualitative difference?
Where? With the machlekes. Why don't we just do it according to Tchilei and then we'll be able to
Otam? What do you mean?
Why don't we have the Aramayim? Why don't we just start from the Tchilei and then we'll have the
yeah, but you see, the one that says Mitzchila holds, you only have to show one thing. What do you have to show? Just the specifics. The specific of it is where the events. What do you want? You don't need it. There's one other difference between this and between Avraham Avinu. One difference. The difference is over here he quotes Pesukim and Avraham Avinu there's no Pesukim. You notice that? Yeah, why is it over here? There's no psukim over this psukim. Why over here? There's psukim over there. Over here, there's no psukim. Very simple reason. Because if you're talking about events that took place, see, let's get a question. Let's say a person takes out a book on archaeology. He talks about things that happened in Mitzrayim. History book, no effect it so. Is it Mekayim Mitzvah in Mitzrayim? What do you say? It's tempting to say no, but the Rambam says yes. Because the Rambam says Kol Hamaper Kol Hamarba L'Saper Be Dvarim She'iru Dvarim She'hoyu Arayzim B'Shuvah. The Rambam says openly, anything which occurred, which you know that occurred in Mitzrayim, you could prove that occurred in Mitzrayim, is a mitzvah of Mitzrayim. Not just the events that are in the Torah. Kol amarber l'saper b'dvarim she'iru v'dvarim she'hayu aretz v'shuvah. So Avraham Avinu, that's right, it's okay. As long as you prove any event that occurred in Mitzrayim, which is related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, any event, so that's a key in Mitzrayim. That's what happens. Kol amarber l'saper b'dvarim she'iru v'dvarim she'hayu. That's it. So that's good. So v'dvarim she'dvarim she'hayu, so fine, you don't need psukim in a car. But when you're talking about the design of Ashgacha, it's impossible to know the design of Ashgacha. I mean, how could you possibly say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did this for this purpose? That's absurd. A lot of people think that they're on a level where they can determine what Ashgacha is, why a Kadosh Baruch Hu does things. So they give classes on the Holocaust. So I'll tell you, they will explain to you how the Holocaust works and why God did it precisely. It's very nice. But the Torah holds that that's nonsense. Why? Because no man could ever know what the design of Ashgacha is. So when you're speaking about the objectives, so the only way is through Pesukim. Vayomer Yehoshua l'Am Shenema, Vayomer Yehoshua l'Am, Koy Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Be'ev Ano Yesh Vasechem Me'olam, Terech Avi Avri Nocho, Rekach Asavim, Ve'eloch Esoi, Ve'edun Leis His whole business. Why? Vinos Av Me'esha, Av Me'esha, the only way to show the design is from Pesukim. From Nevuah. Nevuah is the only way you know the design. You could never know what Ashgacha does. A person sit down and figure out by himself. That's gaiva if a person thinks that he can do it. So that's our bottom line, events, of course, we know it happened. But the design of Ashgacha is impossible for us to know unless he has Pesachim. That's why we have to have Pesachim. Okay. Now that completes the first stage of the Agada, first part of the Agada. First time song. Kamashi Amalav, first time song, Shinel, you know, Yudea Teda. Yeah, it's part of the Kigay, yes, Arachal Brazil. That's it. That's part of the thing. Vishamda, is a kuzari that says, he doesn't say we got the Tzach HaDash Bachav, but I think it fits him very well. The kuzari says, happens to say, in his Sefer, he says like this, says that the Makos and Mitzrayim, of course, first of all, he mentions the Makos and Mitzrayim, the Nisim weren't just the events that took place. But the Nisim was, the essence of the Nes was the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nes was predetermined, the Zmana Nes was predetermined. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu came to power, and he says, tomorrow will be the Nes. But the fact that the event took place, there wouldn't be anything. But there was simply a natural occurrence. A cyclone hits Mitzrayim. A cyclone hits Mitzrayim, people aren't going to, cyclone, terrible, bad fortune. What does that do with the seasons, right? So that's why the Kuzri emphasizes, and the Torah says it really. But people, foolish people who think that the Nes was the event, so they try to interpret it in terms of physical occurrences, and they try to say it wasn't a Nes. The whole Nes was that Moshe Rabbeinu came every time to power, and he told them, then Machar, Arba, if you don't do this, it is going to happen. The occurrence itself, power would have written off as a bad occurrence, and so on. What does that have to do with the Jews Mitzrayim? No, the Zman HaNes was an important factor in the Nes. Actually, the Rambam in the end of his Maimon Tchias HaNesim says there's three factors in the Nes. One is Zman HaNes, that's one thing. The second one, like by Eliyahu, says right now, he says, is going to be Kelos HaBrakim. That's the Zman HaNes. Then you have another thing. There's another thing in the Nes, the Rambam says, like by Arba. It says, there never was such an Arba, and there never will be such an Arba. That's also a part of the Nes. What's the Nes? That's the what?
Quarantine.
The magnitude of the Nes. The magnitude.
Once.
What's the first one around? Magnitude of the Nes. Never occurred. To such an extreme, it never occurred. There's another thing in the Nes, Ram says also. The length of time that a Nes goes on, it's also part of a Nes. How long? It can rain for a day, but if it rains for 10 years, that's a Nes. You see? Then also there's the nature of the occurrence. Okay. So according to the Rambam, it was the Kuzri doesn't mean to deny that Kamayo, the Pasuk says Kamayo Kamayo, doesn't mean that that's not part of the Nes, of course. But that's not the only part of the Nes. This Mana Nes is very important also. This Mana Nes is very important also. Now the Kuzri, while he's talking about the Nisim, he says like this. He says that the Nisim were three types. What were the three types? Nisim insofar as the land of Mitzrayim is concerned, he says that's one category. Nisim insofar as land is one category, the environment was two, and then he says the atmosphere was three. Three types of Nisim, he says, in Mitzrayim. Now I say like this, when I take a look at the Tzach Hadash Bracha, we take a look at an interesting thing. It's broken down precisely in those three categories. Amazing thing. The Tzach Hadash Bracha is broken down into those three categories. The Tzach Dom Tzvadei Akinah. Dom is the land of Mitzrayim, the water, part of the way. The Tzvadeya came from where? Vishorat Hayor Tzvadim. From the Yor. Kinim was Hachasafar Oretz. Was all land. That was the first group. That was the first group of players. Second one, Adash. Oroid. What is Oroid? The animals came in from the jungles. That's environment. It's environmental. Not the land, it's environment. It's metagwan. Dever. Dever is pestilence. Pestilence means disease, germs, disease. It travels in the environment. It's in the same environment that man lives in. Shin. Shin was Piach HaKivshan. Metalin was from the dust of the Kivshan, the ashes. So these three are environments. These three are environments. So you have land, you have environment, and the last one, Be'achav. Be'ez is Borod. Borod is atmosphere. Right. Arba is also atmosphere. Why? Because the Pasuk says exclusively by Arba that the wind, that there was a tremendous wind. That was the Pasuk? Ruach Kadim. Now that's article out by the Ruach brought the Arba. The Ruach, the wind. So the Arba was caused by an environmental factor. By atmospheric factor. And the last one, Arba, Choshech. Choshech is certainly atmosphere. Choshech would block the
atmosphere and
the
environment.
Okay. The environment is like this. The atmosphere, see, the environment is the immediate area that man lives in. The atmosphere is outside the area that man lives in.
About land?
Yeah,
he lives there
on land. No. There's three things. There's the land, the earth that he lives on, then there's the environment, his immediate environment, and then there's the atmosphere, affecting the atmosphere. Something in the atmosphere. Something in the atmosphere blocks the light. It's in the atmosphere. It's not where he lives. It's in the atmosphere. Blocks the light. Okay. Then the last one is? Maslow. This is the three things. This is the Kuzer.
These are things that are not directly attributable towards physical.
A lightning storm. It's not in the environment. Lightning storm occurs in the atmosphere. There's an atmosphere. Such thing as atmosphere. One denies the atmosphere.
The ground
is in the atmosphere. The ground
is the environment.
But there's two parts to the environment. There's the land, and then there's the environment. There's karkos, there's the talkman. Would you wait a second? We're up to Makas Bechares. Slowly, we're going to get there. What is the base? Makas Bechares. Makas Bechares is what? Bechares is really none of these three. It's really none of these three. None of these three at all. One second. You'll ask your kashas. I know your kashas. Should have said the Tachadash Bach and then Bech. Of course, it doesn't make any sense. Sounds like this. There's three things, you see. The Mitzrim was superstitious. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch. They didn't believe in one God. They believed in many different forces. The Nisim in Mitzrayim. The Nisim in Mitzrayim showed what was the whole purpose of Nisim in Mitzrayim? To show up.
One God controls all.
That there's one Hashgach on everything. So the first group of Nisim was broken down to what?
This God controls
the land. Second one is
he controls
the environment. The third one is outer space, controls the atmosphere too. Right? The third one is the last one. Makas Bechares is different than anything else. What's the difference between Makas Bechares and everything else?
It's not natural.
Makas Bechares is one thing. It says, V'avarti beretz Mitzrayim balayla zeh ani v'loy shaliach. V'kesi kol b'chor v'atzayim ani v'loy malach. Anihu v'loy acher. The whole Makas Bechares was le'ah de shaliach. Wasn't le'ah de shaliach. The other ones were through shaliach. The other one through shaliach. Moshe was shaliach. Moshe was shaliach by Makas Bechares. What? No visible means. No, that's right. In the other cases, there's always a visible intermediary. There's the wind, there's the forces, there's the atmosphere, the earth. There's a visible intermediary. Makas Bechares was the worst Makkah. It says, Acharechein, then after Bechares, that was the end of it. Was the end of it? They saw there's absolutely no way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in direct control without any means. Just simply direct control of every Yachid. That's what broke them. When they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other way said, well, it's through an intermediary. It has to be a storm, it has to be this and that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could never approach me, just simply strike me down. That's impossible. He needs means. He needs means to work with. He needs to operate with. In Makas Bechares, it was an evil Eshaliah. There was no visible intermediary. So that broke the mitzvah because they saw there's absolutely no escape. That was the last one. So, what? This one really is the culmination. Everything leads to that. Everything leads to the last one, to Makas Bechares. Makas Bechares is the culmination. So everything leads to that last culmination. Okay, you're right. Really, it should have been be'ach and then be, but that doesn't work out. So it's tzachadash. Now, why? Now you see why it was written on the matzah. You agree with the gun that was written on the matzah. But the matzah was a conceptual matzah. You have concepts written on the
matzah.
Okay, Chamishim. How do you know? If you go through the arithmetic and see if you can multiply, it comes out to 50. Rav Leza Amir Minayashka Maka Maka is what? Arba Makas. How much does it come out to? 200. Rav Akiva says how much? 250. Okay, fine. Makas left and right. 10 becomes 50, 200, 250. What is all this multiplication over here? What's the mitzvah over here? Some multiply Makas. Make more Makas. What?
No,
the Ram doesn't have what?
Four.
Is that true? Doesn't have it?
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's like stop off.
You know how it goes now? What does it stop? It stops after what? Okay, good. Alright, so according to Ram, we can't ask that question.
Okay, it's gone.
So what do you say?
Ram doesn't have it.
But according to us, we have it. Ram doesn't have it. We have it. So what do you say? It's a question really whether that's the Ram's of it or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some say the print of it. We don't know really. But anyways, it is. But we have it. Why do we have it? Is there a reason for it? What is it? Even if we don't have it, we have to understand what's the Machlekes Tanayim here. Our basic rule is the Machlekes Tanayim. It's not just Stamos. I didn't make it up. What's the mark?
What
what's
the
mark?
Here
the facts. 50. How many multipliers? What? No. Oh, you have to be on the plane now?
No, we can do it.
Yeah? All right, okay. And let me just make it fast. Sorry, just listen.
Not to mention the car.
The, Rabbi Yosef lives like this. You see, I say Pshat like this. I say it doesn't mean really that there's four markers or five markers of each one, that they really got damaged four ways, five ways. It means there's one marker. But it means how many variations in the laws of nature were necessary in order to make those markers. How many changes were necessary in nature in order to produce the marker. So that's a machlekes. That was running from some 4, 5, 2, whatever it was. One second. So the halach is like this. You see, actually the Kobay, I was afraid to say that pshat, but it's mashma like that. The Kobay also says it. He says that it goes from the yesedis, because there's four yesedis in the earth. He says that if you look through that Kobay, it's not a halacha. The halacha is not saying that there was actually four different markers. It means that there were four necessary changes in the laws of nature in order to produce each makkah. So what's the halacha? So halacha is, insofar as mentioned ashgacha, you have to mention every specific change of the ashgacha. That's the halacha. You have to mention every specific change of the ashgacha. So if there was four, you have to mention those four changes. Doesn't mean you have to know each change. There was four changes. Was there four? Was there five? How many changes were there? That's why you have to mention every specific change. That's Rabbi Yisrael Guli, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva. Because the chiyuv is ashgacha, mention every single thing about the ashgacha. Okay. Yes?
These are changes in what? Changes that
In nature.
How about for Bukharos? He said there was no visible changes.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be
visible. Visible changes.
The change itself.
Yeah. They visibly change.
I understand one thing. In Makas Bukharos, doesn't mean that Akash Baruch Hu works without the intermediaries. It means to them. They thought that it means these physical intermediaries. It can't work in any other way. But it doesn't mean that there's that Kodesh Baruch comes down and kills him and chokes him. It's impossible. Different stages. You have to mention the different events of the Ashgacha. And then also you must mention also the different benefits of the Ashgacha. Every stage in the benefits of the Ashgacha. Just like you must mention every different change in the Ashgacha, you must mention every single benefit of the Ashgacha. So you can't just say Hetz Yanam Mitzrayim, but you must break down each stage, each different stage, as they end up. Okay, that ends the first part. The third, which part? The second part. Okay. Now I'll say the third part. Rav Gamliel Eimer, what's Rav Gamliel Eimer? Kol Shleimer Shleimer Shepo, the Zechi of Sherech Ledar. Therefore, the Zechi of Sherech Ledar. Now the question is, the Chi of Sherech Ledar, is it a separate Chi that we mentioned before? Is the Pshat that Yetzias Mitzrayim is what? Is Machayev and Sherech Ledar, but Sherech Ledar is a separate Kiyum? Or is Sherech Ledar part of, is Bedafka part of Secret Season Shrine? The Stavra is that it's both. That Sherech Ledar is definitely a Kiyum in Secret Season Shrine. But it also is a Chiyum of Nats Musa. So therefore, even though Sehefta Chatzreis, you can finish off the last two cases. Why? Because B'Teres Sherech Ledar, it's a Kiyum of Sherech Ledar, which you Chayev to do since you're Misab in Season Shrine. But according to the other sheet that says that it has to be before, so they hold that the Sherech Ledar must be a part of Sipur. And if it's not a part of Sipur, then it's no mitzvah. Then it's not the mitzvah. And then there's no kiyum at all. It has to be a part of Sipur. In other words, is the Shevach Vayadah of the last two cases a kiyum and Shevach Vayadah abstractly, or were they Masakim as a kiyum and Sipur? If it's a kiyum and Sipur, so it must be the Chatzos. If it's not, so then it's just a kiyum of Shevach, then it's the Chatzos. Okay, that's what I mentioned that time. He said, the Hemshech is, the Kiddush is a kiyum and Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim on the Leil of Pesach. So first you have Kiddush, and then you have the Shinui Hayai. So he wanted to say the wise Kiddush Kiyum Mitzvah Mitzrayim, because it says Zecher Letzis Mitzrayim. Zecher Letzis Mitzrayim and Kiddush is an additional Kiyum. We want to say a little bit differently, that the Kiddush, what does Kiddush mention? Kiddush mentions that it has Kiddushas Hayim. This Kiddushas Hayim. So really the definition of the night, the definition of Pesach, the definition of the night of Pesach is two things. First of all, in Genesis, it is a yom that has kedusha, which means isur malacha. That's one. And then, how does it differ from all the other? That makes it different from every other day from chayil. But in what way does it differ from every other day of the year? from every other day that has Kiddush Hashem, from every other Yom Tov, that is Al Yedei Mitzvah Halayla. So really, the full definition of Leil Tesvav is brought about through two things. Through Kiddush, which tells you the genus, it's Kiddush Hashem, it's Yom Tov, that's one. But then, what's the differentia? Because a definition is incomplete until you have the genus and the differentia. The differentia between this Kiddush Hashem and any other Kiddush Hashem. Not inherently the Kiddush Hashem, but the differentia, it has two essences. It has Kiddush Hashem, that's one, and then there are specific mitzvahs, which are on Leil Tesvav. So the full definition of Leil Tesvav is brought about through two things, Kiddush Hashem and Mitzvah Halayla. It's the genus and the species. The species, then genus and the differentia. That brings about the species. Okay. That's, so in other words, Kiddush and Manishtano completes the definition of Leil Tesvav. That's what we wanted to add. Then we wanted to add something else. We said Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Hashem Al-Mayv Sarah. Why does it have to mention Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu? Why doesn't it just start off with Kineged Abba Banim Derei Torah? So we said as follows. We said, if you take a look, it says Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Hashem Al-Mayv Sarah, Baruch Hu, Kineged Abba Banim Derei Torah. Yeah, the, it really is Baruch Shem Hashem Al-Mayv Sarah is really the bracha of Talmud Torah. Asher Baruch Hamanu Kol Mevu Nasan Lanu Ester Rasei Baruch Ador Hashem Nesein Torah. So the halacha is that until now we just explained the halachas. Now we're talking about Torah Shebiksav. We're mentioning Torah Shebiksav and we're explaining it al pi Torah Shebal Peh Chacham Oyem and Apsukim. So before we do that, we have to start off with Birkas HaTorah. See the Gemara brachas daf yid aleph on the base. The Gemara says a four-way machlek is what you have to make brachas tarif. One also for Torah Shebiksav, one also for Medrash because Medrash is purish of Torah Shebiksav. Then the other one holds that it's for Mishnah because Mishnah is the facts of Torah Shebal Peh, and the other one holds it's for Svara theory. Over here there's no machlekes. Over here the halacha is that when it comes to Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, then there's a chiyuv bracha, and the chiyuv bracha is expressed Baruch Shem Hashem Talam Yisrael. Why over here is it different? So Bobby says because because over here the Kiyama Mitzvah of Sipur only takes place through a tziruf of both, through a tziruf of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, which is from Tzei Lamad. That's one of the forms of Sipur. Tarash B'Ksav and Tarash Baal Peh. Okay. That's a good possibility.
Two questions we have here. The basic question that we're concerned with is, what is the whole Achma Anya? That always is a part. You right away, you work out the whole Agada, and you get stuck in the first step, Hol Achma Anya. What is this? What's it doing? How does it fit in? In Magid, the Ram doesn't have it in Perek Zayin or Perek Ches, does not have the Hol Achma Anya. So obviously, Halach Ma'anya, it would seem, is not an integral part of the Haggadah. You sense it intuitively that it's sort of an introductory type of thing. But what is the nature of this introduction? Yeah, I know you said it. Sort of after the basic text, yeah. But the Rambam had it. The Rambam doesn't, okay. So that's the question. What is the Halach Ma'anya? Moreover, we find in the Halach Ma'anya two topics, it would seem. One is Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yecho, right? And the other is Hoshata Hocha L'Shana Bobara the Yisrael, Hoshata Avdi L'Shana Bob B'nei Charen. What is this thing? Two ideas. One thing seems to have nothing to do with the other. Okay. That's one problem. One problem is what's the Halach Ma'anya. Okay. Now we'll take another problem. The Halacha by Kerech. What is the Halacha by Kerech? So we explain, according to the Rambam, Halacha by Kerech, we do Zechel Mikdash Kehil. What does it mean, Zechel Mikdash Kehil? It means, since the Chacham hold mitzvahs, mevat lezuazu, so bisman ha-mikdash, where they were both d'oraisa, so you couldn't bring them together, because mitzvahs mevat lezuazu, even though they're both d'oraisa. But according to Hillel, he hold mitzvahs, ain't mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. So therefore, bisman ha-mikdash, he could have eaten them together. He did eat them together. Al matzah marmi chlu, apparently, is a special kiyum to eat it together. So he ate it together. All right. Now, then so what is the Zechel and Migdish ki Hillel? It means that according to Hillel, of course, Hillel Bismanazeh, of course, can't do it that way. Why? Because Bismanazeh matzes the rice and maras the rabbanon. So there, Hillel agrees that Rishus and Rishus and Chayva is when Rishus and Mitzvah. So definitely Rishus is Mevatel Mitzvah. So what does it mean Zechel Mekdesh Kehillel? That means that we do an action which could have only been done according to Hillel in time of the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, it's a Zechel Mekdesh. So the question is, why do we have to be so from according to Hillel? What did the Chacham do? Chacham could never Zechel Mekdesh. Chacham could never Zechel Mekdesh. So what do we have to have it for? All right. If you take a look at the Rif says Hoyulu Bo'inin Li'Avid Zechel Mekdesh. And by the way, before we go into this, the halach of mitzvahs mevatel zuzu, we learned on the tapes, we said, and this the Rav basically said once, that if I remember correctly, he said that he said that mitzvahs mevatel zuzu is a question of, if the question is whether you need a specific maisa achila to each mitzvah, or whether one maisa achila can incorporate two mitzvahs. That's the question. But actually, when I was looking into it a little more, I found that pshat a little difficult, because the Rashbam, first of all, says mitzvah is mevat lezu azu. He says the tam, osi tam matzah mevat le tam mora, and tam mora mevat le tam matzah. So why? So apparently he holds it's halach and tam. If you take a look at the sugya in Daf Ayin Tes in Zvachim, you'll find that pshat has a lot of difficulties in that pshat. Because they all learn over there it's a matter of tam. And Tesis goes so far as to say if you have enough of the two, it wouldn't be mevat lezu azu. Because you wouldn't be mevatel the tam, as long as the tam matz and tam mar is not butl, it would be good enough. So everybody seems to say it's halacha that mitzvah is mevatel zuz is halacha and tam. If you look for the sugya, it's almost impossible to say it's halacha and maisa. It's halacha and tam, it's halacha and bittl, tam. So therefore, we wanted to revise that pshat. We wanted to say that it is a halacha actually in tam. The question, of course, is you don't need tam matzah. You don't need tam matzah. Yeah, because bala matzah is yotza. But the answer is like this. The answer is, it's, you see, everybody holds that Isser and Heter, by Isser and Heter, that there's Bittl. Is a machloikas and Zvachim, whether Isurin Mevatlan Zuazu, seen over there, you can't say Maisa. And then whether Mitzvah Mevatlan Zuazu, it's one sugi over there. So there must be one common denominator between Mitzvah Mevatlan Zuazu, Isur Mevatlan Zuazu, and Isser Heter. Isser Heter, everybody agrees with. Isur Mevatlan Zuazu is a question. And Mitzvah Mevatlan Zuazu is a question. It's machloikas. Okay? So apparently, when it comes to the differentiation between Issur and Heter, there definitely Biddle takes place. When it comes to Isurin, it's questionable because they're both in the same category of Issur. Is this specific Issur recognized? If you recognize the specific Issur, so then you'll say that the one specific Issur against another has a different shame or Issur, so one will be mevatel the other, you see? And the same question arises with regard to mitzvahs. If I say by Isurin, what about by mitzvahs? Do I say the same thing by mitzvahs? But the Gemara concludes over there, at any rate, that there's three types of bittul. Daf Ayin Tes, daf Pei, Amar Aleph. So the Gemara concludes that there's three types of bittul. There's a bittul betam, there's a bittul in that's shishim. Amar Banu Betayma shishim. Then there's a bittul of roiv min beminoi, where it has the same tam. And then there's a bittul of chazusa. We have mara. Dam. You need a mara dam, so if you change the color, so that's also problem of bittul. So he said basically the halacha is like this. You see, the halacha is a cheftza has a characteristic. Cheftza has a characteristic. Bittul takes place when you destroy the characteristic of the object. That's when bittul takes place. So tam is an inherent characteristic of the object. Of course, when it comes to dam by ikachim, you're not tasting the dam, so it goes by chazusa. There goes there, Mara is the essential characteristic. And if you have the same min, so now you're not involved in time because they both have the same time. So then the characteristic is the quantity. So there you say Baruba. Amrabanam Baruba, Amrabanam Batayim, Amrabanam Chazusa. So the halach is even though you don't need tam matzah, but tam is an essential characteristic of matzah. And if you should interfere when you chew, you destroy the tam matzah, so the matzah becomes bottled, not because you're lacking in tam matzah, but because since you destroy the characteristic of the matzah, you see, so then it is bottled. So that's what we said. We wanted to redefine that. The halacha of mitzvahs mevatel zuzu, It's not a halach in Maisa. It's a halach in the Chefza, insofar as you destroy the characteristic of the Chefza. And the whole Sugya in Zvachim seems to be, I don't think you can learn any other way. All right, but at any rate, getting back to our point there. Come on, Zvachim speaking, where you chew it. If you'd swallow it, you would be Yetzer. But if you chew it, then it's definitely not. Yeah, he's right. The question is, Bola Matzah, same question, Bola Matzah is Yetzer. But if the matzah has no tam, so then you're not Yetzer. Ah, you don't need to be tam in the matzah. The answer is, it's Allah and the Chefza must have tam. Same thing we're saying over here. That if the characteristic of tam is destroyed, then there's bittle. It's similar. I don't know if it's exact, but it's similar. Okay. Oh, you see, this is one thing. It doesn't mean that the tam is gone from the matzah. It means that tam has been changed. It doesn't mean that tam is gone. Because otherwise, when you have the raisa, when you have, for instance, according to Hillel, mitzvahs mevala zuazu, right? Mitzvahs aim mevala zuazu. But if mitzvah in Rishus, it will be mevala zuazu. So you tell me if the reason why by mitzvah Rishus is no good is because the tam is not there. So even by mitzvahs themselves, it should be no good because the tam is not there. That's why I say it's not the exact same case. The tam is there. But the only thing is that it affects a change in the tam. Doesn't mean the tam is gone. It effectuates a change in the characteristic of the tam and the characteristic of the tam of the chefza, and therefore it's batal. But you must have a mavatl. So if they're both mitzvahs, there's no mavatl. The tam is still qualified. Because if they're both mitzvahs, there's no mavatl. And look, that's the machlokes. The machlokes is, where are the boundaries between two different objects? So the boundaries of bittul are Isser and Heter, that's for sure, or even in Isurim themselves, or in Mitzvah still. I don't know why it works out. That's the way it is. We're not going to the Machlekes any further. But that's the format. That's the way. That's what the Machlekes involves. It's the guidelines of the Machlekes, you see? Okay. Now, all right? But it doesn't mean there's no Tam at all. If there's no Tam at all, then it wouldn't matter if it's Mitzvah, so it wouldn't matter if it's Rishus and Heter. Rishus and Chayva. Okay, right? All right. But anyway, we want to get to the kasha. The basic kasha was, we mentioned this agav rocha. The basic kasha was, what is this halacha of zeichel amigdash? Only according to Hillel can we do zeichel amigdash. And the Rif says, hoil v'tzrichel ma'avid me zeichel amigdash. What do you mean tzrichel ma'avid? And what did Vacham do? They didn't have a zeichel amigdash. So what do you mean tzrichel ma'avid? Who says you have to do it? Besides, you have already zeichel amigdash. You have the chagig and the chagig zeichel pesach. Right? Okay, that's one question. Second question.
What was that question?
Third question was the Afikoman. Why, according to the Rambam, the Afikoman is not, it's not a matter of Zechel Pesach. But the Afikoman is that you have to conclude the Suda with a Maisa HaMitzvah, with a Chefza which is involved in a Maisa HaMitzvah. The Matzah Zachilas and HaMitzvah, something which is used as a Chefza Shal Mitzvah. So if you have Pesach and Matzah, so you choose Pesach. Because Pesach is actually a Kiyaman. And the Achila is actually a Kiyam. It's really Achila Shal Mitzvah by Pesach. Achila's Matzah after the first Kezias, like the Rav said, is not really a Mitzvah anymore. All right, but it still is Achilas, and it's the thing which is used as a Chefza Shal Mitzvah. Okay, so Bisman is saying you can't use the Pesach anymore, so you use Matzah. Right. Oh, I want to understand, what kind of Allah is that? You have to conclude the Suda with something which is missing. Why is that so? You know what I mean? Okay. Third question. The fourth question I'd like to understand is one more thing. What is the halacha of havoah al hashulchan? That, you must admit, is a very unusual halacha. I mean, what do you mean havoah al hashulchan? I mean, okay, I understand achila. Achila is a mitzvah. It's a nice mitzvah. What is this havoah al hashulchan? I mean, what kind of a kiyum is that? What kind of halacha is that? Havoah al hashulchan. What kind of a chalais is havoah al hashulchan? I can understand there's achila is a chalais. It's a mitzvah, ma'isa mitzvah, achila. Putting on a table? What is putting on a table? You put on a table, put on the floor. What difference does it make? So what kind of a mitzvah? How is it nitfas as a mitzvah? You know what I mean? That's a problem. What kind of a category is this havoah al hashulchan? I mean, so we're thinking of saying like this. Let's go back to the halach manya. The halach manya, it says, kol dich ven yeseh v'yechal. Okay, what is called Dichvin Yesev Yechal? This is one time said, definitely, I mean, there's no question that you have to associate this to the Rambam and Perek Vav Melchus Yamtev. The Rav also said that. And that's clear. It's an invitation. An invitation is the Rambam and Perek Vav Melchus Yamtev. He says, that Simchas Yontov, a person closes Noel Dalsei Beso, so it's not Simchas Yontov, but Simchas Kreso. No question about it. It's an invitation. Matter of fact, the Gemara says that there's a certain Amara that always said before he ate Kol Dechvin Yesu V'yechol. So you see, it's a halacha of invitation. No, anytime. You always say Kol Dechvin Yesu V'yechol. Yeah, Hazmona, inviting other people to eat. And the Rambam says that it's Hazmona, the same lesson from that Gemara over there. So it's Hazmona. And the Rambam says a person is Noel Dalsei Beso, and he just eats himself a nice sumptuous meal with everything that's necessary for the Simchas Yontov. He says, Ein ze Simchas Yontov el Simchas Kreso. Okay, so Agav Rocha again, we want to understand why, what is this Simchas Kreso? Why is it real Simchas Kreso? He fulfilled the mitzvah, he did the mitzvah. He didn't invite a guy down the street, so what? Zeb Shalika says, Simchas Yontov is really, what is the key of Simchas Yontov? Simchas Yontov is not the achila, not the enjoyment, not the pleasure itself. But the purpose is to bring Yeshay Sameach V'Tov Lev. The purpose is to be in a state in which one can fulfill mitzvahs. It's only a means, it's not an end. It's only a means. Hanachas Tefillin is an end in itself. It's Hanachas Tefillin, Yetz, that's it. But Simchas Yontov, according to the way the Rambam defines it, is not defined as an end. It's only a means to be in a state which lends itself to Asiyas HaMitzvahs. You see? Now the Rambam in the end of the Morin Avuchim says that the highest level the purpose of the actual objective of all the mitzvahs is to bring a person to the state in which he does chesed. Chesed, he says, loving kindness. So that's the highest level. He says, ma'u afata, ma'u racham afata, racham. Ram in the end of the morning of Ufam. He says, it's the highest level. It's the objective, so to speak, of kol tarkula. And in a sense, you can say that's the objective of kol tarkula. That's what Ram says. Ram is saying like this. That a person who's noyel dalsei beso, which means that the most basic form, the objective of kol tarkula, the perfection of chesed, is lacking. If he cuts that out, then there is no such thing as simchas yontov. You cannot say that this simcha is a means, because the basic objective is being thwarted by closing his door, and then it's simchas kreso. That means through this action, the man has defined his achila as being an end and not a means. See? That's the shot. And now, getting back, so that's why you have to have this hazmana. That's halach manya. But the question still is, why do you do it by this surah? Do it next day, also have surah siyantav. Every surah siyantav should start off with a halach manya kol dech v'nyei seveyecho. Right? That's where it should begin. Yeah. It should be hazmana. Sukkis and Pesach. Rosh Hashanah too, quite around Rosh Hashanah. Oh, not Yom Kippur, but you have the... things like this. So the question is, why you don't have Hazmona before every Suda's Yom Tov? So he said like this. He said, take a look. Actually, on Pesach night, it's the only time where you have in the Torah, besides Kachem, the only time where you have in the Torah that there's a mitzvah in Achila per se. Mitzvah in Achila per se. We mentioned, for instance, like there's a Torah brings down a sheet that you cannot say... So he says that gersa is wrong. Why is that gersa wrong? Because there's no chiyuv shtei famim. He says why? Because he says the first time is not a chiyuv. First time is a karpas. You'll ask me, the karpas is also a chiyuv. Karpas is also a chiyuv, right? So the answer is because he cannot. What he means to say is you cannot classify achilas karpas together with achilas matzah. Why can't you? Because achilas karpas is not a kiyum in achila. Achilas karpas is a kiyum in agada, but the achila of matzah is a kiyum in achila. And we said actually the only time where you have a kiyum in achila per se is only the night of Pesach. There's no other time of the Torah. We have shalach like that. Is there any other case you have a lach of kiyum achila per se? It's the only time. Besides kachem. Besides kachem. Kachem actually is a kiyum in the chefza. It's not a chiyuv achila per se. Here's a chiyuv achila per se. A chiyuv achila to eat a specific thing. A chiyuv achila on the gavra. It's a chiyuv achila on the gavra. It's only by Pesach night. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no chiyuv achila per se also. The chiyuv is, it's Allah and Einik Shabbos and Simchas Yom Tov. For instance, if a person's sick, is that mechuyav to eat in Shabbos? Okay, same thing with Yontov. A person is... stuffed up, says you're not mechuyav to eat? Because halacha v'einig. So there's no chiyav achila that you should eat a specific object. There never is a chiyav achila that you should eat a specific object, except Pesach. That's the only time. Is a chiv achila erev Yom Kippur, for instance, right? But the chiv achila erev Yom Kippur is not a specific ma'is achila. The kiyum is not a kiyum eating a specific thing. The halacha is that he shouldn't be ma'una on Yom Kippur. It's the only place where you actually have a chiyuv and a kiyum of a ma'isa achila per se. On erev Yom Kippur, it's a kiyum and inui. Kiyum and inui. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a kiyum and inui and simcha. It's not a kiyum and achila per se. The only time you have a chiyuv and a kiyum and achila per se is on Pesach. Okay. So he said, let's take a look at what exactly this the chiyuv achila is. So actually, it's a chiyuv. You have achila is matzah and maror and Pesach. The substances which the Torah was machayev in achila really constitute tzura. Constitute tzura. Right. Yeah. Constitute suda. Right? Okay. Because, right, basically, but what constitutes suda? The basic ingredient of the suda is the lechem. It's lechem. It's lechem. Okay. All right. The chachom made a giant. Chachom made a giant. Okay. Now I want to say like this. That actually there's a secondary concept that underlies the achilas. And that is the concept of suda shal halacha. The only time that you have a halachic suda is on Leil Pesach. You see? So really, there's a cheftza shal, a suda shal halacha over here. So that's what I want to say like this. That you see the way the Haggadah was arranged. The Haggadah was, really, what do you have to have the Haggadah and the suda and sit down to Kiddush and start with the Haggadah? You can do a Haggadah any time in the night. You know what I mean? You have a suda first and then have a gutta later. Okay. Even though the Rav mentioned that there is a Mordechai. So basically everybody holds that this format has to be, this is the way the format has to be. You have to have a gutter first, and not only a gutter first, but you see that a gutter is tied into Suda. Because you have Seder Asiyas Advarim Balel Ze Kachu. It means if a person would just do that gutter, and even put Matzimar Munochim Afanecha, and then he goes to sleep, and then he gets up later, and he has a Suda. Has a hefsik between the gutter, between the Suda. That would be wrong, because he wouldn't be following the Seder Asiyas Advarim Elo. You see? So you see, why is it so really? Haggadah I can mekayim separately. Mekayim Haggadah separately, mekayim Suda separately. The answer is, mekayim Achilas Matzah separately. The answer is, because Chazal tied it all in, because there's a separate kiyum over here, there's a halachic Suda that emerges here. And in the kiyum of the halachic Suda, the first ingredient is Talmud Torah. Limud. Because basically the halachic Suda is the Suda which utilizes the instincts as a means to bring a person to a higher level, the conceptual level. So unless the food is conceptualized before, you see, so the achila is just achilas behema. That's why I say matzah zushan orchon oshama, mar zushan orchon oshama. This is all a hechsher for the Suda, for the halachic Suda. See, the model Suda of Kola Tera Kola. What? Especially according to Ramban Shita, it holds that if you don't say Matzah, you're lacking in the mitzvah itself. So aside from Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, there is the structure over here, an underlying structure of a Suda, of a halachic Suda. The only time you have a halachic Suda is Leil Pesach. See? That's why it's tied together. Now, what we want to say is like this, that really the whole Achma Anya addresses itself to the halachic Suda. See? So that's why you'll notice, like we said intuitively, see, it's not really a part of the Haggadah. It's not really a part of the Haggadah, the Lachmanya. It's secondary, because it is something which was added because it relates to the underlying concept of the halachic Suda, not to the specific mitzvah halayla. You see?
What's that again?
It relates to the halachic Suda that emerges through mitzvah halayla. You see? But not to the specific mitzvah halayla. Okay. That's why it wasn't there till later. See? It wasn't formulated till later. Now, since it's like this, let's go a little further. So really, now you see why you only have the Zman over here. You don't have it before every Suda. See? Because in the Halachic Suda, you must formulate all the ingredients of the Halachic Suda. You see? And the ingredient that you must have before you begin the Halachic Suda is Hazmana. That's why it's formulated over here. It's not formulated on Yantav, because on Yantav you don't have a Halachic Suda. So there's no need to construct, and there's no need to construct a verbalization with regard to this, because you're not formulating a halachic entity of suda, halachic suda. Yeah, so you have to invite personally, it's a personal chiyuv. But here you're creating a structure of halachic suda, and you have to have all the ingredients that are necessary in the halachic suda. Halach manya, right. Halach manya isn't really an invitation. It's not a real invitation. The guy's invited. Who hears the halach manya? Okay, Rabbi Patchen said this the last time I came over. But basically, very unusual. It happens that way. Usually, nobody hears it, right? So it's really there because of the structure which the halachic suda requires. You see? It's the first ingredient in the structure of the halachic suda. That's why you say halach manya. Why do you say halach manya? Because the lechem is really the kaveh of the suda. So that's why halach ma'anya de'achalu avasana kol dichven yese v'yecho is because halach ma'anya is the kaveh of the suda. And that's why you do it. Why do you do it before the Haggadah? Why do you do it before suda? The answer is, where does the halachic suda begin? It begins with Talmud Torah, with Limud. The halachic suda is the suda which is the conceptual suda. Conceptualization of the instinctual forces.
So why is it called
halach ma'anya? Lechem is the kaveh of suda. Now, since we have lechem, which is kaveh of the suda, so now the machayev is what? Now we have a machayev of kol dichvin with an invitation. Start off halach ma'anya. Okay, now we have lechem. Lechem means we have a suda here. Now, once we have a suda, now what do we have to do? Now it requires mana. Kol dichvin yeseh v'yecho. All right? Okay.
One second.
Now you understand why Afikomer, according to the Rambam, has to end with the Achilasan hi ha-mitzvah, the Rambam says. That the Suda must be concluded. The Suda begins with Achilas ha-mitzvah, and it must be concluded with something which is involved, at least, with the Achilas ha-mitzvah. Why? Because it's Suda ha-mitzvah. It's the Suda, it's the halachic Suda. It must be concluded that way. See, apparently there's a secondary elaboration with regard to the mitzvah salayla. The secondary elaboration is that halachic suda emerges, must conclude begin with the ma'aseh achilas shel mitzvah, has to conclude with the achilas shel mitzvah. Okay? Yeah. Now another thing is understood also. Well, since why havah al shulchan zakim? Why havah al shulchan zakim? All right. But let's take up another thing first. What about the kairach? We asked the question, we said, why do you have Zechel HaMikdash Kehillel? What do you mean we have to do a Zechel? We have a Zechel HaMikdash. That we understand the last part. Hoshata Hocha, Lashana Abba Ba'arad Yisrael. Hoshata Avdei, and Lashana Abba B'Shem B'nei Charon. Okay. Hoshata Hocha, let's say the first one. Hoshata Hocha, Lashana Abba Ba'arad Yisrael. What it means is like this. It means that the real Halachic Suda, we must recognize that the real Halachic Suda is incomplete. You see? Why is it incomplete? It'll only be complete when we're in Eretz Yisrael. We have the Bayis Shlishi. Why? Because there's one ingredient lacking in this halachic suda. What is it? Lefnei Hashem. Because Migdish is Lefnei Hashem. Migdish, this is the Rav mentioned many times. Migdish is Lefnei Hashem. What's lacking in the you have to recognize, if you're going to construct halachic suda, so you have to state, you can't, it's not enough just to have the suda the way it is now. You have to be able to show what the ultimate halachic suda is. The ultimate halachic suda is only lefnei Hashem. That's why it's hashat ha'hocha, l'shana bar bar Yisrael. Okay? And that's why, you see, that's why the Rif says, ha'ilu ba'inin l'ma'avet zeichel l'migdish, so that's why we do it like Hillel. It means you're right, the Chacham couldn't do it. But since we have the opportunity to demonstrate through Achila that the suda is lacking, and that we're looking forward, we realize the suda is lacking, and because we're not lefnei Hashem, we have to recognize the absence of lefnei Hashem, you see, so that's why we demonstrate it through the kerech, see, that's the Zechel HaMikdash Kehillel. So not enough you have the two on the table, because you could demonstrate it through a Mais Achila as well. It's true the Chum couldn't do it, but we have to do it. You see? And that's why Havala Shochan is a Kiyam over here. Havala Shochan, you can only understand Havala Shochan is a Kiyam in the framework of Suda, of Halachic Suda, because Havala Shochan is part of Suda. You see? Havala Shochan, if you're just going to tell me there's mitzvahs halayla, there's achilas matzah, just achilas matzah, achilas mar, and carbon pesach is man abayat. What is Havala Shochan? What is a shaykh? It's achila. But if you tell me that there's a cheftza shal Suda, a halachic entity of Suda, then Havala Shochan plays a role, because Suda is Havala Shochan. You see? That's the halacha. That's the biggest raya, actually, to me, that you see there's an underlying concept here of halachic Suda. That Havalash Allah Shochan should be a king. Otherwise, it doesn't make it. Now, the reason why we say, what is Hashanta Avde Lashana Abba B'nei Charin, is because the whole purpose of the halachic Suda has one purpose. That's to bring to the ultimate Geula. To bring the person to the state that will be in existence only at the time of the ultimate Geula. You see, there are two gulas. There's gulas Mitzrayim, and then there's gula Asida. What's the difference really between gulas Mitzrayim and gula Asida? There's one difference. Gulas Mitzrayim was a redemption from an external force, an external Meshabed, Paro and the Mitzrayim, right? The gula Asida is a redemption from the internal forces. That's right. It's the objective of the Halachic Suda, to remove a person from the constraints of the instincts, the instinctual constraints. The avdus that we suffer because of our own instinctual forces. That's why I say Hashata Avde Lashana Babane Kharan. The objective of the Halachic Suda. That's the objective of the Halachic Suda. That state.
Right?
Ramban, as a matter of fact, Ramban the Chumash says in Dvarim, he says that there won't be any more, that there won't be the Bechira will be changed in the times of in the ultimate Gula. So the person will naturally want to do the good. That's what he says. That's right, there won't be Bechira then. That's what Ramban says. What? Ramban says that's the pshat. So you see that's the ultimate geula is redemption from the internal constraints, the internal meshabdim. See, that's the difference. Halachic Suda represents the ability for one to rise over the instinctual forces, to subdue them, subdue the instinctual forces, and to have the supremacy of the Tzelem Elokim. The reason why it's not before Kiddush. Kiddush is true, that the Chazal said Kiddush is part of Suda. That's true. But Kiddush is part of Suda only because, no, not part of Halachic Suda. It's not a part of the Halachic Suda, the abstract Halachic Suda. The best Raya is in the daytime. Kiddush, you only have Kiddush Rabbah, but the Raya says no Kiddush. But it's a Sudas Yontif. So, if you don't have Kiddush, you're not lacking in Suda's Yom Tov, basically. You're not lacking in the ultimate Suda. Kiddush is a part of Suda because of a separate halacha, because of the Chi of Kiddush, because of the way the Chi of Kiddush sets itself up. It's not inherently a part of it. Yeah. Halachic Suda in abstract does not require Kiddush Ayayim. It doesn't require Kiddush Ayayim. It's halachic Suda, so far as Suda's per se is concerned. Kiddush is a part of Suda because of the Chi of the Mekadosh Ayayim, but not because of the halachic. It's a part of the Suda insofar as the Suda is a part of the Kedushas Hayyim.
Yeah.
You see? That's insofar as it's part of Kedushas Hayyim, but insofar as the Halachic Suda in abstract is concerned. Halachic Suda in abstract doesn't require Kiddush.